Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Broker Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or BlackRidge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and BlackRidge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Broker Services, Inc.
Would not let me pet her dog. And I said, oh, she has service dog. She goes, well, no, I'm just nervous of COVID. And I'm like, are you really that mentally ill? You're that shot, man, you won't let people pet their dog because you're worried about COVID. Why are you not in your house locked into a room somewhere?
Welcome back, everybody. And sorry we're not live this morning. We had some technical difficulties with a few things, so we're doing the best we can. We switched over to Zoom today. You're listening to the Financial Guys podcast, so thanks for tuning in. Glenn Wiggle, Mike Lovis. And, of course, we are the Financial Guys. I wanted to do some videos today. And, you know, the program that we're using, which what is the program we're using? Riverside? It's just it's not that conducive, it seems, to the actual playing of videos. So we're going to do Zoom today.
Or working, for that matter.
Or just simply working, exactly. Just
simply turning on.
We're going to play some videos today, and I wanted to go through and make sure. By the way, I'm in Florida today. Mike's in New York. You'll notice the difference in the studio. See, in New York, in the communist state of New York, you can't have light switches anymore in a commercial building because, God forbid, you know, the people turn the lights off.
I'm absolutely putting one in.
Yeah. Even if you turn the lights on, leave the lights on, if your employees did that, it's not as if the state has to pay your electric bill, right? The employers, you and me, Mike, pay the electric bill.
They actually make out better because of the massive amount of taxes that they...
yeah, exactly. The fees, the surcharge, they could fund more windmills. So anyway, notice I've grown out the last 2 weeks since our last podcast. I've grown out the beard for Movember.
Was that the hunting beard?
It's the hunting beard. Yeah, I'm shaving it now, actually. I'll be shaving it for the next one. But anyway.
I don't get it. So I get hair everywhere else, and I sort of look like Patchy the Clown, you know?
Patchy the Clown. Yeah, well, I've got a few patches, but they're almost growing. And this is about 2 weeks worth. So, but the wife hates it, so it's coming off or tomorrow morning. Anyway, one real quick thing. If you are a podcaster or you have the software folks, if you have any recommendations for podcast software where it's conducive to playing videos at the same time or platforms or whatever, do us a favor. Leave us a comment below or even go to our website, thefinancialguys.com, and shoot us an email. We are financial guys, not tech guys. And we've gone through Zoom. We've used different things over the last 2 years, I guess. I guess we're coming up on 3 years of podcasting now. And obviously technology changes, things get better. If you have any recommendations, we need to find something that's going to work consistently that we can play videos with and has good video quality. Zoom is fine. It just doesn't have quite the quality that we're looking for and some of the functionality that we'd like. Eventually, we were doing this live for a while. We're going to get back to doing this live. Eventually, we want to be able to take your phone calls live. That's the idea, right? Mm-hmm. If you wanted to call and leave us a message on a question you wanted us to play, though, that phone number is always live 7 days a week. It's 844-434-4TFG. That's the same number to call us on the radio and so on. By the way, radio, Wednesday, tomorrow, December 1st, we'll be filling in for Bob Lonsberry on Wham from 8 till noon, Rochester, Wham 1180, and then you can pick that up on iHeartRadio. And then we'll be filling in again for Bob Lonsberry on WSYR, which I don't know the call station, actually number of the station, but that's a Syracuse News Talk and News Radio Syracuse station. I'll be filling in for Bob again from 3 to 6. He does a 7-hour radio shift, 4 hours in the morning and 3 in the afternoon every single day. And I believe tomorrow for the first hour, we have Lee Zeldin calling in, although I have not heard from his people, but they did reach out to Bob and request to go on in the morning. So if we can get that coordinated by tomorrow, we certainly will. But today I've got some videos to play. We're going to talk about a little bit of the mask mandates in New York. Talk a little about the markets. I mean, the markets are it's not the virus the markets are worried about. It's the stupidity in the response of lockdowns and the closures, right? and you see this with our local Mark Poloncarz. He came out and basically said, no, we're not going to do any sort of mask mandates or lockdowns or anything like that. He said that on Sunday before Thanksgiving. The next day, he imposes a mask mandate. How crappy is that?
Well, so, then not only does he impose a mask mandate, but he threatens a series of steps he's going to take if you don't listen to him. Now, this is, you know, what's frustrating to people with brains in their head is that it didn't work the first 20 times we tried it, but yet we continue to go over and over and over and over again and do the same stupid things. And they're not working. You know, Florida has the best numbers in the country right now, the country. And the kids are going to school without face diapers.
Right.
How could that be? How could that be? And don't tell me it's the weather. It's not the weather. Part of it is the weather. There's a seasonality to this. But there's also a fact that you're not going to run from COVID. You're not going to run from a virus. We'll play a video of a moron who thinks he's going to duck from it. And that's how sad people have gotten, right?
Yeah, that's where we are now.
They actually think, like, you know, if you stand up, you're going to get it. If you don't, you're going to be fine. I mean, that's just how dumb these people are. But and that they've been brainwashed by the mainstream media. But the fact of the matter is, you're not going to get out of the way. If you're, it's going to get it, it's going to get you. You know what we should be looking at is ivermectin and the things that can treat the people, the very few people, at this point, the very, 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 very few people that actually have a tough case of it. You know, the local media here has been lying about, wow, we're overwhelmed. And they're overwhelmed in the hospitals because they laid off 360 people in Erie County or fired 360 people, 360 nurses just in the hospitals. Now, the other problem is they can't move the people from the hospitals to the nursing home because the moron Democrats fired the people in the nursing homes, too.
Right.
So they don't have enough staff. And so it's not a matter of beds. It's not a matter of rooms. It's a matter of staff. And of course, our local dirtbag media here, there's no investigative reporting. There's nobody that comes out and says, here, the real problem is the Democrats, and they fired, you know, hundreds of people, frontline workers. That's not the, so they just continue to lie. And it's COVID. I called Buffalo General the other day to, oh my God, how many people are actually in ICU with COVID? 10 or 11. It was 11. This is a frontline COVID doctor. A friend of mine has hooked me up with him. So how many people? 11. How many people have pre-existing conditions? 90%. So that means 90% of the 11 would have been there anyways, right? They were Colin Powell.
See, this is the problem because they've changed and twisted the definitions and the way that they're counting things. Because in the one hand, there's more deaths, according to what they're reporting, from COVID this year than there was last year.
Yeah.
And if you look at that number, you would say, well, the vaccines clearly are not working. Mm-hmm. However, if you peel back the onion a little bit, what you realize is that last year in 2020, they were counting anybody who died that had COVID, not necessarily died from COVID, right? If you got hit in a head-on car crash, but you also had COVID. George Floyd, I would think we'd all argue that COVID was probably not what killed George Floyd, right? Mm-hmm. We had a whole trial about that. There's a man sitting in prison because of it, right?
Colin Powell.
Right? Lots of things, right? Lots of things. So, but that was a definition for 2020, right? If you died, so we have no good data to really say how many people really died, was their death caused by COVID. Now, this year in 2021, in January of 2021, they changed the definition so that if you had a positive COVID diagnosis anytime in the previous 30 days, that would be considered a COVID death.
That's right.
And so as a result, you have more deaths reported this year than in 2021. What are the true numbers? We have no idea. And that's the problem, right? Because they were so dishonest about this. They've been twisting the numbers, changing definitions. And sadly, we've talked about this, Mike. The minute Dr. Burke said, here's how we're counting it, President Trump should have said, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, oh, no, right.
We probably should talk about that. Because
that should have been stopped right dead in its tracks at that point, right? Absolutely.
If they the same way.
The CDC did a good job. I'm sorry, this is real quick. The CDC did a good job. I mean, they outlined that they really predicted about 6% of the people that died with COVID died of COVID. And I think our office is a pretty good sample of that. We've got thousands of clients. We've had 8 people that their death certificate said died of COVID. Right. And we can only find 1 out of the 8 that we actually think died of COVID, which probably puts it around the 5 or 6%.
Yeah, one had like 4-stage pancreatic cancer.
Yeah, that's right.
Sadly,
that's right.
You know, these folks were on their way out. You know, did COVID, you know, cut it down by a month, maybe. But ultimately, in most cases.
Hard to tell. Right. They didn't die of COVID, though. When you've got
a lot of them were already going into hospitals. Yeah. Well, a lot went into hospitals. When they got into hospitals, they got COVID, yeah. Right? But they were already in their final.
Yeah. You know, as Dr. Erickson said 2 years ago, you do not die typically of one thing. What happens is you have something that suppresses your immune system, i.e., cancer, and all this other stuff that your body would normally fight just can't fight it anymore, right?
Right.
And so it's 2, 3, 4, 5 things that pile on. They happen to be taking COVID because it fits the left wing. Mainstream narrative of scare the crap out of people. You're probably going to vote Democrat if we're going to protect you. And that's what they've done. These people did not die of COVID. I've seen it firsthand in our office. We're a great sample. Dr. Erickson was right 2 years ago. The fact of the matter is Colin Powell had 6 forms of different blood cancer.
Right.
He was dying. His immune system was shutting down. If it wasn't COVID, it would have been pneumonia. And my guess is when you did a test on him, if we did an autopsy, you'd find that he had 6, 7 other 8, 10 up to, by the way, Dr. Erickson, you remember, said 11. 11 was the common number of the different things that hit your body that you just can't simply fight anymore. But you normally could. You normally couldn't do that, you know?
Looking around like, the demo. The sad thing is, again, we'll never really know the true numbers. And that is, it's unfortunate because they've used this as an opportunity to really take, you know, tyrannical steps. And we'll talk a little bit about what some of the things doing in New York.
Yeah.
But by not having the right numbers and data, you know, something's just simply not right with the way that they're using this, whether that's for, you know, election fraud or shenanigans, or if you want to call it, whether that's for, hey, we got to keep this going so that we can, you know, do mail-in ballots again, whether that's simply, I'm addicted to this power. I mean, think about it in New York.
I think it's that. Glenn. I really do. I think it's they're addicted to the power. They know that they're controlling people.
Yeah.
They know that it's a way to rally people. They know that it's a way to divide people, right? Yeah. And then that's been a big part of the Democrat playbook is not to bring people together, it's to divide people. And I'll tell you what, this is dividing people like we've never seen
before. Families.
Right?
Within families, right down to families, right?
Yeah, there's people that I would consider friends that I just don't talk to anymore. And I know they think I'm crazy because I want my freedoms, right? But they have been brainwashed to think that this stuff is okay, that it's okay to send a 5-year-old child to school with a face diaper on, they can't see, that they think that's okay.
Right.
And I don't. And you
there
know
was
what?
A major study, by the way, Mike, out of the UK that just showed that children over the last 3 years have declined in their education or whatever it was, a cognitive development, whatever, by 21%. It's a huge study out of the United Kingdom. And it's showing that, you know, face masks did really have and is still having in many states a very detrimental impact on childhood development. I mean, it's really important that kids see facial expressions, understand. Yep. It's a big part of how we communicate, right? Those of you watching this on YouTube, which we're obviously going to be putting us on Rumble, we keep talking about this every week. I think it's up there now, but really got to focus on getting that channel up and running. But you're watching this for a reason, right? Because you may want to see what we look like, what we're talking about, right? YouTube and video is an important part of society because people want to see how people react. If that wasn't the case, we'd all be reading and listening, right? Nobody would be watching anything. But the facial expressions are an important part of communication. But I was going to say about Kathy Hochul, Mike, she's declared a state of emergency for a potential of the Omicron variant that may hit New York, she thinks sometime by Friday, right?
Right. By the way, the doctor that discovered this variant said, this is crazy. She came out and said, this is nuts. This is the mild symptoms, mild cold, right? So she's declaring a state of emergency. There's no idea what she's declaring a state of emergency for.
No. And Dr. Fauci, who has no information on the Sunday, doing the Sunday radio shows, TV shows this weekend, going, well, here's what we do know. You got to go out there and get your vaccine right away. We don't know that. Now what the Pfizer and the drug companies have said is it's going to take them a couple of weeks to figure out if they need to change the formula. This is just like the flu now, folks. Yeah. You can thank Dr. Fauci. You can thank the Chinese Communist Party. You can thank the NIH and your taxpayer dollars for funding a communist a biological weapons lab is really what this is, right?
Yep.
This thing got out. I don't know if it was intentional or accidental. My guess is it was probably more accidental. And as a result, we now have COVID in the environment. They have been studying this. And the NIH, Dr. Fauci should be prosecuted for lying to Congress. His own National Institute of Health has come out and said, yes, okay, fine, we admit it. We did fund the Wuhan lab and we did fund EcoHealth Alliance.
Goes nowhere.
He should be prosecuted. Dr. Fauci, they asked him about it. He goes, well, January 6th, he throws out on Sunday. Yeah. What does that have to do at all with the fact that you use taxpayer dollars against Obama's executive order to fund the virus? So this thing's down the environment. It's there. We're going to have 32 flavors like Baskin-Robbins, just like we have with the flu. They're going to come out with an annual vaccine for the flu. The flu shot is not a vaccine, right?
Right.
The flu, what is that called? Is it, I guess they call it a vaccine. They pick three strains out of 30.
That's right. On average, it's about 30% effective for actually getting the right strain, right? 30 to 35%.
I guess. Yeah. Right. So I don't know. Maybe it lowers. But here's the thing. We have 650,000 deaths per year globally from the flu. If they counted the flu the same way that they counted COVID or are counting COVID now, we would probably see triple those numbers, right? Because you would be cutting down flu versus the car accident or whatever. Again, the way that they're doing it this year, if you had a COVID positive diagnosis, you could have had COVID in the beginning of November, really mild case, right? Maybe a little bit of a sniffle. Maybe you didn't even know you had it, but you tested positive for it. And then 2 weeks later, you fall off your roof and break your neck and die. But because you had a COVID positive test within 30 days of that death, that's counted, right? Now, imagine if we counted flu the same way, right? Imagine if we counted all these different things.
Heart disease, by the way, diabetes, whatever. I said that. My neighbor, good friend of mine, a heart and lung surgeon, he said to me, March, the first communist March takeover, not the last one, the first one, right? The 2 weeks to flatten the curve one, right?
Yeah.
He said, he goes, Mike, it's unbelievable. This is about 3-4 weeks later. I'm having a glass of wine with him at my house Saturday night, hanging out. He goes, if they counted the flu, they talked about, if they treated the normal flu the way they're treating COVID, nobody would have ever left their house for the last 30 years, right? Because we just die of that. We die all the time and people get it. But all of a sudden now, and it's amazing because even conservative thinking people are like, oh my relative got COVID and I was near my relative. Like, wait, slow down. Like, you know, it's okay. Like 100% probability, 100% right now that you're going to live and be fine, right? Slow down. They're not going to kill you. Right?
I know just as many people now that have gotten COVID that have been vaccinated that have gotten COVID that were unvaccinated.
Yeah,
right?
That's wrong. It's the wrong strain.
And honestly, most of the people I know this year that have gotten COVID are vaccinated.
Yeah.
Obviously, last year all the people were unvaccinated, right? Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, looking at it just from a common sense standpoint, it doesn't seem to me that you could make a serious case to say, yes, the vaccine's working. Now, Biden has shut down travel from Africa, right? There's five, seven African
nations. He doesn't like those people. He's clearly racist.
Yeah, clearly racist, right? If it when Trump did it, it was like, oh my God, just Schumer's out there, right?
Yeah.
Here's what Joe Biden said, though. This is the way they're spinning it now. They're working so hard in the White House to figure out how to spin this stuff, right? So Biden comes out, he reads off the teleprompter, sounds like an idiot. You know we're going to national mandates, but he says this. He says, we have to stop we're only shutting down, because the reporter asked him, President, you said before you were president that you can't shut the viruses don't obey borders and viruses they'll still travel. A travel ban doesn't stop it. It's not in order to stop the virus. It's to just simply give us time to get vaccinated. Okay. But again,
like we haven't had enough time
to
do that.
Right? Even the vaccine manufacturers, Pfizer, is saying, we don't know if we need to change our formula. It's going to take us a couple of weeks before we can come out with a vaccine that's specific to Omicron,
Here's where they lie. Here's where they lie. And they time and time again, they say the most protected person is the one that got a vaccine. That is simply not true. That's absolutely a lie. The most protected person is somebody that had COVID and made it through. The 99.999997% of people that made it through COVID, that got COVID, and the 99% that made it through and are fine, like me, I'm a survivor, I'm a hero, made it through, entire family. We have the best immune system for that. We are the most protected, right? Not the person who didn't get it and got the shot. I'm the most protected. As you're loading this video, though, this is the problem, right? When Jenny on the Block steps up and says, or from the Block steps up and protects and lies to, you know, Biden or for Biden, right? And he steps up and forgets where he is. The people voting for these clowns They don't care. They don't know. This guy is literally, he's in a Walmart and he's ducking from people because he thinks he's going to protect himself. First of all, half of you, obviously this guy's mentally ill. There's half of them that's mentally ill. The other half is he's walking into Walmart to make a political statement, right? That's what he's doing.
Oh, no, he's walking to Walmart to stock up on the toilet paper. Look at what he's carrying, Mike.
But really, honestly, like if he thought walking into Walmart and he might brush up against somebody with COVID is going to kill him, there's Amazon. Go online.
There's Amazon.
Your survival instincts are bright enough to be able to turn on a computer and figure out a way to use your credit card and have the toilet paper shipped.
Well,
to your
he got in this confrontation because he was videotaping a guy's 9-year-old daughter who didn't have a mask. This guy's a creeper, first of all, right?
I'd punch
him. Here's the thing. Excuse me. Here's the thing.
I'd knock him out.
The cops would
be called. The cops.
But there are folks.
I'd call the cops first. I'd say, look, you need to come and get this guy because I'm going to take him out.
Yeah, Mark Poloncarz they put up the numbers this week. We got 84 calls, complaints into our tip line, turning people in. Mm. If that's you, please just stay in your basement, right?
Yeah,
people are over this garbage. But this is your typical guy, right? I was going to turn you in. Why are you taking a video? Just listen to this. This is just classic. But the end is the best. I'll fast forward through it, but this is awesome.
Nobody's turned us in. That's
hey, guy.
We should turn ourselves in.
Tell me why you were taking pictures of me and my daughter.
Excuse me.
Why were you taking pictures of me and my daughter? I want to know. Please tell me. Just tell me, I'll leave you alone.
If I can stay alive.
Tell me and I'll leave you alone.
Double bash.
Why were you taking pictures of my daughter? Tell me.
So I can stay alive.
Can you just tell me? So you can stay alive? That's why you're taking pictures of my minor daughter?
You guys got some issues.
He was taking pictures of me and my minor daughter.
Because you
felt brave taking pictures, but now you want to run.
So let's fast forward right
there. That's how they are, by the way. That's how they are. They're big tough guys. You see it. The health department. These wormish, dirtbag, squirmish little pigs will sneak in the back of a restaurant. And then to find these people, right? They find another restaurant the other day. I forget the name of it. Another restaurant, by the way, out in Hamburg went out of business this week. Sad.
Nice.
So they'll sneak in and be all brave with their little badge, right? But when we ask them to come on the radio show, and we'll say, look, you can sit in the station with us. We're not going to cut you off. We're not going to dump you. We'll bring you in. You can even host the show. We'll sit next to you. We'll talk this thing through, right? They don't have the stones to defend their stupidity.
The very guy, Mike, that was in Robbie's gym with the sheriff going, where's your mask? Where's your mask? The very same health guy was seen the day after the mandates went in a bar with no mask.
Where's your mask?
And of course, all the defendants come out, all the liberal defendants. Well, he was holding a beer. That's okay.
That's a new one. So this 10 minutes, hold a beer or
if you're holding a beer, COVID will stay clear.
Yeah.
Right. It's just like when you sit down in a restaurant. If you're sitting down, COVID's not around. This guy. He gets it, right? So he can't get past this because the guy's within 6 feet. So he figures if he ducks, as if the COVID is only COVID's only 5 feet or above.
I would have had a blast with this guy.
Let me ask you this. If you get to a restaurant and you're in a wheelchair, do you have to wear your mask from the check-in point to your table?
I don't think so.
You're already sitting.
I would say no.
Again, COVID's over your head, right? Like this guy, he gets it. Watch this. This is great.
Free to go. No one's stopping you. Yeah, because you started this, man. If you didn't want this smoke, then you shouldn't have started it.
Here we go. Okay.
You didn't. Look at how afraid he is of COVID.
Okay, there we go.
Holy cow.
Okay, there we go. Just got it done. Let's see that again. Let's see. That was a classic move. Let's see if I can get this in.
Half of this is this guy is really scared of COVID and he believes this garbage. But the other half is a political statement, right? He could very easily, your survival instincts will do amazing things, including teach you how to go on Amazon and order stuff and send it to your house. There is no reason for you to be out in public.
Right there. He's got it right there. Yeah. Perfect. I don't know why I find it so funny. I'm sorry. I probably should make fun of the guy because obviously he's got some issues, but I find this right here, the duck. Right
here. I'll tell you what, though. It's okay to make fun of this clown because he should be home ordering the stuff online, right? And don't tell me he doesn't want to order from big business.
Well, he's at Walmart.
Walmart's a pretty big business, right? So
he's not
in
a quarter store.
So there's no excuse. I'm telling you, half of his brain, half of his brain is warped in liberalism. It's a mental illness. The other half of it is, I'm going to go out and figure out a way to make a political statement, right? So he's lucky. I'll tell you what, though, I would not put with somebody taping my girl, a little girl. I would tell you this, though. I do believe, and I'm very optimistic, that the more these Democrats do this, the more they continue to put mandates on people, the more it's going to continue to bite them in the butt. Either you're starting to see this overwhelming here in Western New York. I was down in Florida last week, which, by the way, there's some nut jobs in Florida too.
Okay.
I was in Palm Beach and I went to pet a dog.
They're happening.
And some lady said, I don't know about that. I think there's Palm Beach is about really the Palm Beach is not too far off from New York. I've seen more. I've seen more mentally ill people down there.
Yeah, they're all the New Yorkers.
I mean, including them kicking me off the beach, would not let me pet her dog. And I said, "Oh, is she a service dog?" She goes, "Well, no, I'm just nervous of COVID." And I'm like, "Are you really that mentally ill? You're that shot, man, that you won't let people pet their dog because you're worried about COVID. Why are you not in your house, locked into a room somewhere?" I mean, that's
sad, though.
Watch Wheel of Fortune for the next two years. Stay in.
The psychosis that they have sent people into is really amazing. I mean, you have people that have said, "Well, I haven't seen my parents in 2 years. I haven't met my new grandbaby." Like, what's seriously? This is what they've done to people, though. It's sad. I mean, it's really, really sad. But a lot of folks have a brain in their head, including some kids. I'm not sure if you saw this one, Mike. This one's classic. I gotta play this. This kid deserves the gold star. And her facial expression is classic. I can't do this on the radio show, so we'll do it here on the podcast. This is awesome.
Oh, when my son was away, my granddaughter, just like you kids, really, really missed her daddy. So I wrote this book to tell other kids, because there's lots of kids who don't know what it's like.
What happened? It skipped.
So that's actually a real kid that did that to a teacher 2 years ago.
Is it?
Which this is fake. This is fake.
Oh, this is great though.
It's hilarious. But actually, it's not hilarious. But if you actually watch the real video, which I'll send to you, he says this to a teacher, and then he says, "Shut up, bitch!" They pull him out of the classroom. That's him. Yeah,
I remember that though. You're right. I do remember that. Yeah. This is great though. I love this. I wish it was true. Oh my god! That's just great. Now you mentioned, I do remember that video. Where the kid was in, it was like they were doing like a graduation.
Sit toasty in front of a fireplace with your face diapers on, kids. But Dave Mariacher was talking about how he was an average coach, and he learned that kids learn different ways. And so he realized that some kids, when you teach them football, as a football coach, sometimes they need to go out and play football, and that's how they learn. Some kids actually need to watch it. And some kids need like a video game portion of it. That's how their brain starts to remember the plays, right? It's funny because my brain, I could like a song, for instance, if you gave me a song and I heard it a million times, still wouldn't fully recognize. But if I saw it on paper, I would remember the paper version of it, right? So he started to change his techniques and he did some studies to break these kids up. And part of it was they needed to be able to see things, visually see and recognize the plays. They would watch them online where somebody else would learn how to do that. And it reminds me of some of these teachers that are now fighting and struggling against being able to teach kids, right? Like some of these kids are going to learn how to read from the facial recognition of, oh my God, that's exciting. Or, oh my God.
How their lips form words and how
Remember when we had Charlie on, it was a year or two ago, and he was talking about the fact that you're little Charlie. And he said, well, the toughest part is that I don't even know what my teachers really look like. Right. And he goes, he was actually now able to see some of them outside of school, he said, oh my gosh, like it was a totally different experience. I'll never forget that because I could see them. I could see their excitement. I could see what they were all about, right? And that's really sad. Again, so sad when we've taken these kids and used them as experiments. And again, the conservatives, by the way, you're to blame. I can't say it enough. Yeah. There's not in this town in Erie County, I'm exhausted from fighting. I'm exhausted from fighting. I'm going to continue to fight. It's every single day I'm on conference calls. I'm on call after call after call. And I think to myself, where the hell are the rest of the people? And then my favorite, by the way, is they say, we'll get calls and say, I really want to get involved. We'll start a GoFundMe page, which, by the way, we have a GoFundMe page going now. You can go to our website, go to our Facebook. I don't think it's on our website. Go to our Facebook page. We are suing Galberstein. I don't care if I have to commit the money out of my own pocket. I'm getting the money back for the taxpayers.
There's nobody holding these government officials accountable. Nobody. Where's the chamber? Seriously.
Right. Right, but
where's the restaurant association?
Where's all the people, by the way, that said they'd support us? I mean, we've got like $6,000 in the GoFundMe page, three of it's ours, right? Now, we've got a lot of people that have stepped up. You people that have stepped up, God bless you. I don't care if it's $5. Help us out. Get it going. There's power in numbers. To say 1,000 people contributed $5, there's power in numbers. But all you people say, I want to get involved, and then you're nowhere to be found. You're nowhere to be found, right?
No, then
here's my favorite is, they should do this. I hear that from people. Well, the Republicans, why don't you do something first? You get involved first, and then we can say, as I think you and I have earned the right to do that, right? There's been people in this town like Russ Thompson, and they deserve the right to say, you know what, you should do this. You know why? Because they spend at least 5 to 20 hours a week, if not more, fighting for freedom.
But sadly, you know, the people have been beaten down for 2 years almost now. Yeah. People have been beaten into submission. We're honest to God. As I said, I watched a guy put on a face mask to walk into a Tractor Supply in Alden. Now, I've been in and out of Tractor Supply for the last 2 weeks buying propane for the tree stand so I don't freeze my schnookers off, right? Not once have I worn a face mask in the last week. They didn't say one thing to me. I've been in multiple places not wearing a face mask. And I applaud the businesses for not hassling anybody. I've not had one business person, not one employee of any business I've gone in say anything, right?
Which is good.
Yep. But 90% of the world is putting a mask right on. And then sometimes when they see you, they'll come in, oh, I could take mine off. There's one other person in here.
Not enough.
I know it's difficult to be the outlier, right? It's difficult to be the one. We have to start doing it together then, right? If you are uncomfortable going in the top by yourself, we had a great caller, had a great idea. Go get 5 of your girlfriends. Go get a group of guys if you go into whatever. Don't walk in together without face masks on, if that's what it takes, right? If you need that moral support and that group support, find a group of folks, go to the store together. I was all over Cabela's, didn't wear a mask. Nobody said anything to me. But again, 90% of you in there were wearing masks. Now, you're the conservative folks. You're the hunters, right?
That's
90% of the people in Cabela's are right-leaning. And yet all of them were complying just like dutiful sheep. And the reality of it is, folks, here's the problem. I'm going to play one more video. We're going to end it with this video if I can find it quick enough, right? It was just 2 weeks to flatten the curve. Then it was just a little bit longer. It was just
two months,
right?
Yeah.
Then it was just a business shutdown, right?
Yeah. Now
it
we're on 2 years.
Just restaurants and bars, right?
Yep.
It was just gyms and movie theaters, right?
Yep. Now we're right? back, now by we're, the way. We're right? back at it in Erie County. We're back at it. We're back at doing whatever we can to destroy restaurants, to destroy gyms.
Yep. I'll find that video.
Destroy the very things that they all had the facts the first, second, and third time around that these were not the driving forces in spreading COVID.
Yep.
Leave them alone.
Can you see this? Can you see my screen here? This
COVID rules are blamed. Yep.
Yeah, this is terrible.
Can you send me that, by the way?
This is a big deal.
I need to send that out.
23% dive in young children's development. A disturbing study shows scores in 3 key cognitive tests slumped between 2018 and 2021 with face mask rules among the possible culprits. And this is a university study. Brown University, which is a respected university, did a pretty widespread study. This is sad. I mean, look at this. This is, you can see that the dropping off of the learning composite numbers, right? This is terrible. This is terrible. All the gains that we had, terrible, right? This can't be like this. We can't be doing this to our kids anymore. And the states that are doing this are just absolutely ridiculous. It really is. Let me find this last thing, and we can end with this because I know we've got a busy day. Where'd my Twitter feed go again? Somebody put a video together, a montage, a bunch of celebrities, or just people. You know, I think some are celebrities. I recognize some of them. But it was really good. They were going to go through, it's about a 2-minute video, and they go through, well, it's just 2 weeks for this. It's just 2 weeks for this. By the way, as long as I'm on our Twitter feed here, let me show you a few things that, if you know, again, common sense, just very simple common sense would be so nice, right? Just so nice if we had it. I really like the Zoom format better. I can do so much better with this. So this is the state that has mask mandates, right? Green is no mask. Blue is mask. New York, right? This whole green area here, the Midwest, is no masks here, right? See if I can find this. Where was it? When you overlay
You know. Oh, yeah, when you overlay who's got the bad COVID cases. Yep.
Yeah, it's exactly the opposite. Oh, man, I can't find it now.
If Kelsey's listening, we got to post this. We got to post this on our Facebook page. This needs to be shared.
Here we go. This is here.
Yeah.
So I want to take a real close look at this, folks. Here's November 2020. No vaccines. See this? No vaccines. Look, here's November 19, 2021. Vaccines. See the difference? No, there's no difference. There is no difference, right?
Nothing.
Now let's take a so here's the hot spot right now up here, right? No vaccines. It's just again, it doesn't make it's seasonal, folks. It just is. Vaccine, no vaccine.
It's the flu.
We're going to have an annual flu. Yep. We're going to have different strains of it. You can get the flu shot if you want. I don't get it. You can feel free. Whatever.
Yeah,
we
can accredit just our unbelievable immune system. When you look at what our immune system and how it is built, right? Now, one of the things they're doing with these face diapers and the way they're trying to protect people is destroying that immune system. You will see more and more people sick, which we're starting to see now, from other things because of the guy who was crawling through Walmart to try to avoid something with a face diaper strapped around his head, right? Not how our immune systems are built. Not going to hide for it. You think you're going to bubble wrap your child and you think your child's going to be better off? Good luck.
All of this, our hospitals are overwhelmed again.
Lie,
Maybe you shouldn't have fired your staff.
No, that's right.
Here's Mount Sinai. That's right. Mount Sinai in South Nassau, New York City, operated Long Beach Emergency Department, will be closed temporarily starting on Monday at 3 p.m. due to nursing staff shortages occurring. It says right out, as a result of the state vaccine mandate, according to the hospital, right?
Yeah. Nice by the way, thank you for all you nurses that stuck with it. That is not easy to do. Up what you've studied and learned and
your career.
And you've been, you've been a blessing to so many people in trying to save and protect lives, right? Oh. But to stick to your guns and say, I'm not putting up with this. I'm not going to do it because you're going to force me to. God bless you. I mean, it stinks. Again, the Democrats, you dirtbags in the mainstream media, continue to lie about the truth. The truth of the matter is we're not short beds. We're not short anything except for staff.
People.
And these are staff that you fired. These are people that you called frontline heroes and you fired because they didn't agree with putting a jab in their arm that they didn't feel comfortable with. Shame on every single one of you Democrats. Shame on you.
Speaking of which, here's a nice plug for their bail reform, right? So the Waukesha killer, right? The Daryl Brooks, the
racist
nationalist racist.
Looks like a racist,
white hating racist, right?
Yeah.
Media comes out. We have no idea what it could possibly be. He was released on $1,000 of bail, and there's an 8-year-old child was killed along with 5 or 6 other people.
He was released on $1,000 bail, Glenn, and the judge praised that. Said, look at what we're doing here. Look at how good this is. And then he goes out and kills more people. Yeah.
Well, right along the same lines, here you go.
And by the way, man, they're still pushing for it. Absolutely. You'd think they'd get a brain and say, hey, this isn't working. They are mentally ill, sick people. And they're running the ship now, by the way. By the way, Kathy Hochul, she's supporting this new law that's going to change the districts in New York. The Republicans are not. They are absolutely done. This state is totally disaster. And they've ruined New York City. They've ruined New York City. And so for those of you that think, oh, well, it's just New York City. They can't ruin the rest of it. Everything they touch, they destroy. There isn't anything that's good at the end of it. There's nothing that's good.
Nothing.
They make lots of money, and you'll see some of them move. Some of them will move.
I hate to say it, but it's over for New York. It's over.
Oh, for sure.
It's over. Now it's a matter of how can you get out and where.
Yeah, it's a matter of when, not if.
Can you get your family to go with you? I know it's tough. It's over for New York. Yeah. There's and here's what happens is, just like Nancy Pelosi.
They're gerrymandering.
She sits in her own kitchen, shits in her own backyard, and then moves to Palm Beach Island in Florida, right? Yep. Jupiter Island in Florida, right?
Yep.
Craps in her own kitchen.
Yep.
Destroys her own community. If you go through San Francisco, all of the storefronts are boarded up, right?
Yeah, disgusting.
Here's another great plug. New York City man walks out on bail, up to 13-year-old boy shoots him in the neck, right? This guy, Hubert Wiggs, 36, was on parole for a prior gun-related conviction. I mean, and bail and for a recent illegal possession of a firearm.
Yep.
They put the guy back in the street. He walks up to a 13-year-old boy and shoots him. So who was out on parole on Tuesday, right? I don't know how long he was out on parole, maybe a week, couple days. I don't know.
So now you've got the Democrats gerrymandering the districts here. So even the few conservatives that are still left. Yep, we get more of this. And they're doubling down on all of this stuff. Let the criminals out. Let's go after the business owners. They're the bad guys and women. And those are the ones that are going to be forced out. And, you know, by the way, you don't see any of this down in Florida. A lot of time down in Florida, two offices down in Florida. You see very, very little homelessness, right? You see no rioting. You don't see any windows being smashed. I'm not saying it's a perfect world. I'm not saying they don't have problems. Everybody has problems. That's a human animal. We have problems, right? I'll tell you what, there's not problems down in Florida like there is in New York City. No. There's not Palm Beach. The city of Palm Beach isn't getting robbed every single night. I'll tell you why, because the cops are going to be there and everybody's going to support them, right? The people are defending themselves. So when you step into their store, there's a very high probability you might have somebody fighting back, right? So guess what? They don't do it. They don't do it. Guess what they do, by the way? This is going to blow your liberals' minds. They get goddamn jobs. They freaking work down there. Right. Yeah, I was at a restaurant last week. Guess what? There was no help wanted signs. We sat down, got taken care of right away. And we walked in without a face diaper, and we made it out alive, the best of the best. It was unreal.
You got to find this video. It's so good. I don't think I could find it in time, though.
Yeah.
It's too bad. Well, it's good. It's a montage, basically. They go through it. It's like, it's just 2 weeks. It's just, whatever. You know, and, you know,
we got to turn some of them into commercials.
People, after a year ago, they said, we will never go this term. We're not going to mandate. No, we couldn't possibly mandate stuff.
No, right? We can't. We can't force people to get a shot. No, we couldn't do that. Right.
What if I go to media? That would be
continue to win, folks. Continue to win. Step up. Get involved in your school boards. Get involved in the town boards. I mean, that's how you win some of the stuff and take it back. By the way, a few towns stepping up this week. The town of Marilla, not too far from us. Town of West Seneca.
Yeah.
Last night, I got a call right after this with the mayor of Williamsville. Called me last night. Got her on WBEN. She's stepping up now. So there are some towns that are finally saying enough is enough. The more that do this, the better. I had a business owner, by the way, in Marilla say, why did he do that? Why did he do that? So what are you doing? Well, I've got a restaurant and, they could take my liquor license. I said, if you want people to wear a face diaper, you do that.
Go for it. Right.
It's your business. Right? I'm not going there. I love your restaurant. I'm not going there. I'm going to find the restaurant that doesn't make me wear a face diaper. But that's not what the town of Marilla is saying. Look at my business owner. She had the right to do that.
And he's just stay out.
Spot on right.
Exactly.
Spot on correct. Yep.
Yeah. Just stay out and, don't hassle. What Marilla was saying is don't come into our town and hassle our business owners. Leave us alone. And to be honest with you, I think West Seneca came up with the same thing. Alden, where are you? Right? Yep.
Williamsville last night.
Right? Come on. Williamsville's the same thing?
Williamsville mayor called me last night. I got her on WBEN. Good. She was on with Beamer, and she said she's absolutely ridiculous, and I'm sick and tired of it. I've got a call with her after this again, so to try to help
Perfect.
Her.
But, Beamer's doing a good job exposing this stuff. It's amazing. And
I love Beamer, but Mike Lomas did it in Glenn Wiggle. That's who got it.
The funny thing is, he had 20 some odd years on WBEN, and and, at the beginning, they were all toeing the line, right? Oh, get the van. Now they all sound just like you and me. Now they're all like
2 years too late. 2 years too late.
2 years. I'm like, wait a minute now.
Yeah.
I thought it was just 2 weeks to slow the curve. Yeah. Mandates. Listen.
Yeah. Now they're all going, it doesn't look like the face masks work. Gosh, who told you guys that a year and a half ago?
Right.
That'd be us. Yeah.
So here's the next thing, folks. And I'm going to say this right now because this is what's coming next. Again, and I've said this repeatedly, this is the hill to die on. I said that when it came to the last mandates. You watch, coming to Erie County and all of New York State soon will be mass vaccine mandates in order to enter restaurants, enter businesses. That's going to be coming next, right? What you're going to end up with. Now, President Biden knows that it's not, he can't do this, right? He's already been beaten down in court, but he's going to do it anyways. Here's how it works. He does a national mask mandate. The states reject it. Right. It gets overturned in the Supreme Court. Right. The Supreme Court is going to say, no, you can't do that. But states like New York and the useful idiots like Kathy Hochul. Right. They will go along and carry the water for the White House. So what you're going to have is you're going to end up in the United States. We'll end up like East Germany and West Germany. And honest to God, folks, don't be surprised if they actually build a wall around places like New York to keep people in like they did in East Germany, right? Yeah. Because what will happen is nobody will want to live on the north side of the wall, right? Nobody wants to, the whole north, right? California, Washington, or the West Coast, Oregon, right? New England, Massachusetts, New Jersey, New York, all of these wizards of smart will enact mass vaccine mandates. So if you live in Florida, you won't be able to go to New York anymore because you won't be able to get into restaurants, shopping centers, anything like that. And that's coming, folks. It may not be next week, but I will tell you this. Don't be surprised if Erie County goes to a vaccine mandates by the end of this year, I would guess, right? And the rest of New York will follow shortly thereafter. It's like victim shaming, right? They can't control the virus. I can't control the virus. Kathy Hochul can't control the virus, right? But every time there's an outbreak, it's not their fault. Like, they never step up and say, you know what, folks? We just got to do whatever we can to just maintain distance, you know, just take vitamins, go exercise, lose weight, whatever. It's coming through our wave now. No, it's your fault for not complying. It's the constant victim shaming. You're the victims, right? Well, you're the victim because your business was shut down, whatever, right?
There's multiple ways, by the way. Multiple ways to build a wall, and they do that without you realizing it, right? Like, well, I want to leave, but the house I put $700,000 into is only worth $400 right now, right?
Right.
I can't afford to do that, right? Yeah. And so that's how systems. I'll tell you what. I met a couple. I lived on the east side of Buffalo. It's about 20 something years ago, and they really did whatever they could to maintain their house. Now, of course, the surroundings, the street was a mess, right? I mean, you had a crack house four down and stuff. And I said, why can't you leave? And they said, Mike, we can't afford to leave. We can't, we've got $60,000 into our house. We live on Social Security and a small pension. Right, and there's no way we can sell this house for that, right? I said, do you owe anything on it? They said, we owe like $20,000, but what we're going to get $15,000 for this house. Well, where do I go? I can't take that equity. Right. If somebody gave me $60,000, I could put it down on someplace else. I'm stuck, right? And those barriers they come in multiple ways. It's not just an actual barrier fence. It's an actual holy cow. I've just got sucked in this. I'll tell you what, there's a lot of very vocal people out there that all of a sudden they get very quiet because you know what? They get contracts from the government. Oh, I'm a construction guy. This is bullshit. I can't stand all this left-wing garbage. But hey, come down to the rally with me and talk up against it. Oh, well, I can't. Right.
Well, they're on the gravy train too.
Well, the government gets so big that you're sucked into it. Wait a minute. I got equipment I bought. I've got a whole bunch of people I've just hired, right? What do? I financed 7 pieces of equipment. And the only person left to pay me in New York State is the government. And they just gave me a contract. What do I do? Do I default on the equipment? There's multiple ways these dirtbags. That's the problem with big government. It's not intentional sometimes, but it just gets bigger and bigger. And before you know it, it's like this big blanket that you can't get out of. You're like, how do I get out of it? I can't.
I think they actually might actually have a wall at some point, though. I think they'll have an exit tax first.
No doubt.
It'll be an exit tax first. Can't leave New York unless you pay the exit tax.
Because we've seen it all this last year.
And they'll justify it this way, Mike. They'll say, well, but you know, we educated you. You went to schools, used our roads. And so you got to pay for that when you leave.
Yeah, you didn't build that. You didn't build that, right?
No. It's sickening. Yeah. Look, you said it before, Mike. President Trump has said it. We all know it. Everything liberals touch turns to shit. Everything. Yep. There's not now they're going to make healthcare daycare less expensive.
Oh boy.
If you believe that, you honest to God have rocks in your head. Seriously, right?
Yeah.
What has the government invested in or gotten involved in that they have made cheaper? Nothing, right? And I always use a Milton Friedman, the 4 ways to spend money. You can spend your own money on yourself, right? Where cost and quality are important. You can spend your own money on somebody else, whereas cost is important, but quality not as much. You can spend other people's money on yourself, right? You take the boss's credit card, you go out to lunch, where quality is very important, but cost doesn't matter to you. And then you can spend other people's money on other people. And that's what the government does. And neither cost nor quality make any bit of difference whatsoever. And that's essentially what they've done, right?
That's right.
The government is spending other people's money on other people. They don't care what it costs. And they don't care if the quality is garbage. And what you see that with colleges. The cost of colleges has gone through the roof. The quality of education now is garbage. In most cases, there are a few bright, shining spots. I'll give a plug to UB. UB and their finance program, we've got 3 or 4 people that work for us now from UB's finance program. They are very well educated. They're very smart. They're very professional. They came out very young. We hired them right out of college with the master's degree. So there are bright spots out there. I got to tell you, if you went to an Ivy League school, if you went to Cornell, don't even apply at our firm. I mean, seriously, Cornell is so liberal. Like, the cost is out of control. The quality in most cases is garbage, right? You can look at healthcare. Look, they got involved in healthcare. Look what happened there. Cost went through the roof. Quality went down, right?
Doesn't matter.
Time and time and time again. But anyway, we got to go.
Let's leave it at this. The new variant, by the way, is Omicron. If you rearrange the letters, that's moronic. Just so you know.
They're just screwing with us, I think. Anyway, all right, folks, listen. If you need us throughout the week, use us as a resource. You can go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. There you will find all of our links to our Twitter feed, Facebook, YouTube, if you're not watching, if you're listening on here. Our radio shows, you know, I'm filling in on Wednesday for Bob Lonsberry of both WAM 1180 and WSIYR in Syracuse. So tune in for that. And all of our different departments, if you want to have us shop your home and auto, give us 14 minutes. We'll shop over 25 companies, saving people money not only in New York, but also in Florida and in Pennsylvania and other states as well. So use us as a resource. Medicare, wrapping up Medicare season, 1 week left. This is it. Such an important decision. The government gives you 60 days to figure it out.
And for those of you in Western New York here, we are suing Gail Bernstein on behalf of the taxpayers. So if you can find it in your heart to put some money into the GoFundMe, you can find it on our Facebook page. Even if it's $5, there's power in numbers. If you can do 50, by the way, we're going to give you a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. So help us out with that. Financial Guys, Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. If you can do 50 or more, and we need your help. Any little bit helps. So go to our Facebook page if you can donate.
Somebody has to hold these elected officials accountable. And Gail Bernstein is a salaried position. Nobody in Western New York, not the Buffalo Chamber of Commerce, not the Amherst Chamber of Commerce. I haven't heard anybody outside of like a David Bellavia actually step up. And a few others on BEN. Again, back to Beamer, right? Nobody is holding these elected officials accountable. If we don't hold them accountable, they're just going to continue to line their pockets at your expense.
Yep.
Right?
How long do we pay her overtime for? How long does this
seriously?
Last? We're on year three. We're going.
But here's the thing, Mike. It's not like it was 10% increase in her salary.
No.
She almost doubled her salary.
Double.
That is very hard to do. Yeah. I want to see an accounting of the actual hours that she works. That's what we're suing.
All loving liberal. That's what she is. An all loving, caring liberal that doubled her salary and she can't stop. She's addicted.
She can't stop. Yeah. She can't stop. And it won't stop because, again, you have a conflict of interest. But I think as taxpayers, we are due an accountability. I want to see the hours she worked. Okay. I want to see her schedule. Show me, right?
And to be honest with you, I don't give a shit if she works 75 hours a week. We all know she didn't. But you're going in, you're heading up a department that is smashing small business owners, fining them if somebody walked into the restaurant without a mask, as you're sucking off the taxpayers. You're a dirtbag. She needs to give every penny of that back, 100%. And by the way, when we win that and the money comes back into the account, we're going to donate to Veterans Association. So we're not, it's not coming back to Mike and Glenn.
No. It's not. We're not suing on our behalf. We're suing on behalf of the taxpayers. So I don't know. Yeah. The idea here, folks, is to send a clear message to these elected officials that somebody in this community is going to hold them accountable, right? If you work overtime, fine. But if you're going to be, you know, piggish about it and absolutely just fleece the taxpayers and take advantage of the victims here in Western New York during a supposed crisis, right? Shame on you, right? Shame on you. I'm sure as a salaried person, there were plenty of times when you got away with working 30 to 35 hours a week because you're on salary, right? You're not hourly.
All right.
On salary implies that you're going to work overtime at some point without actually turning in, you know, here's my every hour. You want to work hourly, Gail? Let's go back to hourly then, right? Let's go to every single hour. You punch in, you punch out. We'll track everywhere you go and every day you're on, every minute you're on the clock, right? But you're not hourly. You're salary. And with salary comes a level of responsibility that clearly you're not embarking upon, right? You're taking that as, oh, I get to go out on a Good Friday, one of the holiest days of the year for Christians, and hand out condoms during, you know, the Christmas or the Easter.
She said, by the way, she took credit for volunteering for that. Volunteering. That's what she said. She said she volunteered. I'm volunteering to hand out Narcan and condoms.
Yeah.
And then she hit
500 hours an hour.
Yeah, that's right.
Uh-huh. Right. Anyway, all right, folks. Well, listen, go to our website again if you want to find out all the different departments, find out about that lawsuit, our GoFundMe page, everything else that we do. Go to our website, thefinancialguys.com. Obviously, our primary business, we manage money for a living. We appreciate the thousands of clients that we have and over $1 billion of assets within our different organizations. So thanks for all that support. We appreciate it. If you need us, you want to call us at the office, 833-FIN-GUYS. Or again, you can email us through our website at thefinancialguys.com. All right, on behalf of Mike Lomas, I'm Glenn Wiggle. We are the Financial Guys, and we'll see you tomorrow on WHAM 1180 from 8 till noon and WSYR in Rochester from 3 to 6, and then back again on Saturday on WBEN, WHAM, and WSYR, all three stations, 1 to 3 this Saturday. So enjoy the rest of your day. Appreciate you listening. Give us a thumbs up if you like what you heard. Subscribe if you want to get all the updates and when we're putting out and posting content. We'd appreciate that as well. Have a good afternoon, and we will see you tomorrow.